Wisconsin turned a deeper shade of red following last week's elections for state legislature. Republicans gained a seat in the assembly and picked up another vote in the Senate. Both parties are mapping out their priorities for next year as the next legislative session begins in January. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
So the first order of business is to elect leaders, and it looks like one of the branches has already done that.
Well, yes, Senate Republicans on Thursday returned Scott Fitzgerald as majority leader, but Senate Democrats are in a bit of a holding pattern as the current leader, Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse, won her seat by only 58 votes. Democrats are going to wait until officials finalize the vote. Then they'll set a date to pick their leaders. Over in the Assembly, Republicans are set to choose their leaders today. Speaker Robin Voss says he'll seek re-election to the position. As for Assembly Democrats, they'll pick new leaders tomorrow.
And once the Assembly and Senate elect leaders, then they begin setting the agendas for 2017. Have we gotten a glimpse into that yet?
Yes, we have. The first item of the year is passing the new biennial state budget. It contains spending plans for all the state agencies and shared revenue to municipalities. One of the big challenges in this budget is the transportation fund. It faces a $1 billion deficit, and Governor Walker has indicated he will not raise the gas tax to help plug the hole. Instead, he will likely propose delaying major projects, including completion of the Zoo interchange. Speaker Voss says he fundamentally disagrees with the governor's position and says all options should be on the table. Those choices may include hiking the gas tax or increasing the vehicle registration fee.
So what other topics have come up as possible agenda items?
Well, interestingly enough, one item has to do with the election that's just been completed. Speaker Voss says he'll push a measure that would limit early voting to make sure that it's uniform across the state. People turned out in record numbers in Wisconsin to vote early, and polls were especially busy in the Democratic strongholds of Milwaukee and Madison. But if this bill passes, it may end up again in federal court. Republicans approved a series of measures a few years ago restricting early voting, but a federal judge this year ruled those limits were unconstitutional. Another item the GOP wants to push through, expanding concealed carry to school grounds. It's worth noting that this is the biggest majority the GOP has had in years, leaving some people to wonder whether lawmakers are working behind the scenes on a very conservative agenda.
And what do the Democrats want to do?
Well, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says Democrats want to work with Republicans on tackling the challenges Wisconsin faces. He says those include creating jobs and boosting wages, along with solving the transportation budget crisis. He says Democrats also will push increased funding for public schools and tackling student loan debt.
Okay, thank you so much, Marty.
You're welcome.